Here in northwest Syria, medical staff have little choice but to use damaged incubators. Last week's earthquakes in southern Turkey hit this region hard. Medical facilities in this opposition-controlled enclave were already weak due to years of war and the lack of funds. They're now close to collapse.
We have always faced shortages, but this is not new. But now many incubators are damaged, as well as other equipment that we need to treat the children.
Many children were affected by the powerful earthquakes. Wael Rajab was among those who survived, but he's still in shock.
I was asleep when it happened. The roof collapsed. My brother and I were trapped under rubble for 3 days before they brought us to hospital.
International aid agencies say they are facing a catastrophic situation in the north, where limited access to aid has complicated efforts to handle the aftermath of the disaster. It's a different situation in government-controlled areas, where plane loads of supplies are being delivered to airports. The World Health Organization says the impact is significant there, but services are available and people are able to access them, unlike in the northwest, where it says people have been through hell.
During the first 2 days in hospital, I didn't receive any treatment. There were no doctors available. Volunteers or students were trying to help us.
Aid has long been politicized in a country divided by front lines. The international community is promising a scaled-up response after the Syrian government approved the opening of aid corridors. 4 million people in the north relied on aid before the latest disaster, and the reality is only getting worse. Shelter and food are needed on an unprecedented scale.
Look at our situation. It is cold. Our children no longer go to school. We lost our home. There are no toilets here.
The UN is appealing for emergency funding. It has long been working with a shortage of funds in what many describe a forgotten conflict. The earthquakes destroyed already crumbling infrastructure.
We moved to Idlib 3 years ago. We knew the building was not structurally sound, but we had no other choice. Now engineers have told us that we can't return to our home. Now we are homeless.
The challenge now is to care for the living who've already endured 12 years of war. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera.